No, any questions or sharings? You come here. If you can't walk, you can crawl. We at home now, so you can crawl also. So this is what you've been sitting digesting, no? Huh?
Yeah.
Thinking about.
Yeah, it goes like emotion, mind, and I get these pictures.
So what happened about that?
I feel like I die very soon, and also I see this butterfly. I saw in Goa once that some butterflies, they just were flying out in the ocean, running.
But how was that?
It's my ego.
No, but how does the butterfly feel when he flies out in the ocean?
Free. It's just it was acceptance.
You find this acceptance? See if you find Mrs. Acceptance. She's a nice woman. And how does she feel? Just talking about her, you feel much more safe.
I should have been so sad about it.
This is just the old, of course. It is little sadness when the old goes. That is allowed. That is okay, but don't focus on that. Focus on Mrs. Acceptance. This is something that's been with you a long time. It's a little sad when it goes. But what is it that dies? What is it that dies? Okay, so then forget that. And what is it that gets born then when the old is dying?
The new.
Okay, the new. And how is the new? When all the old is gone, how is the new?
I don't know.
You go in there, in the new, no one, tell me. Mrs. Acceptance, she lives there also. You go with her and see how it is.
Actually, it's totally...
It's totally okay?
Yeah.
Yes.
It feels just like... strong.
Okay, but this is important. You get used to that. No, it's the new, it's the strong. It's the new and it's the strong. So if it's the new and if it's the strong, how is it in that strong? Is there is any fear there?
No.
No.
It's silent.
It's silent. Welcome. No? Is there life or death? The old was death. This is life. Surprise, surprise. And know, you know how nice it is to die. But how, you see how everything tries to hold people back. But if you let go, then the new, then life, then the strong. So this is what they say. If this is death, let me die 1,000 times. This is the right feeling. Because what dies? What dies? And what comes instead? Okay, this is the welcome there, don't you? You just sit there a little bit. You just sit. This is what we're most afraid of, is the best. That's why it's so important to meet all the fears. Then you become the fearless. Yahoo! Very good on this. Enough is enough, no? You have to take care and I have to get to know her very good.
Mm-hmm. And it's very scary. I feel this, you know, the world. Oh, but I know how I have to.
You take care of her, and Mina has good friends, happy family. So that will give you the strength to get to know her. So it's a happy Mina. What about Jason? Okay. American lawyers? Yeah, but they're not visible.
Materialism in America is incredible.
Materialism in America? Yes.
And a lawyer was going to try to show his colleagues how good he was by what a wonderful car he could afford. So weeks and weeks and weeks of planning what kind of seats, what kind of instruments in the car, how big the engine is, what color. Early in the morning, he takes a taxi all the way out to the dealership to pick up his car.
Must be in Long Island.
Mm-hmm. Long Island?
It must be.
That's right.
Because many years I lived in New York and in Long Island, in the Hamptons, most rich people there. And I remember because I went to go to give them sessions. Different things, you know? Everything from healing to massage to teaching them Qigong and Tai Chi. So they were good customers because just few people, and they pay you so, because that was a very in thing to have your private meditation teacher or Qigong instructor. But I saw them then, they had this car and that car, and they were talking what I thought about this. So I learned, I knew about this from before, but I hadn't really studied it. But I saw. Money can buy it. And that's good. Otherwise, everybody in America would be enlightened, but no, they're just fucked up. Mm-hmm. and very little patience. We had one santa in Yucatan, in the Caribbean, close to Cancun. I was there in the winters for 2-3 years. And many people from America came, mostly Americans. And I was teaching also meditations there and having evenings, sharings, and doing sessions. And some people asked, hey, how come we don't get this peace and silence you're talking about? What is this meditation? Like, how much do I really have to pay? And I said, so a few things is needed, and that's why it's so difficult. Like, you have to be very open and humble, receptive, vulnerable, trusting. All these things, it was totally gone. Who is vulnerable, open, receptive, trusting, relaxed, when you look at America or the whole West? It's a very sad story in one way. So when I said these things, then they slowly, oh, okay, but few people want it so much that they're willing to really, because if they become more sensitive and vulnerable and open and listening to their own inner spirit, then they can do what they are doing. So this is the danger, and that's what I saw. And it's always newer cars, every year they come with a new, so they can keep it going. So it's good to see it. What about you? What is your name?
Me?
Good. Anything to say? Yes. Yes. That's good. What are you doing? What then? Tata, very good. It's?
It's going fine.
It's going fine. Let it go. Just let it go fine all the time. Okay? That's the best, yes. Just let it go fine all the time. And that's how it can be. If you enjoy what you're doing, then even when it's not going so good, it's going fine. Yes. How long time you will be there?
2 years more, maybe more.
And what is this?
Making computer programs.
Computer programs, very good. We have another friend, Rashid, no? He's like that, no? Is he finished with his?
Yes.
So we have one friend, Rashid, in Oslo. He is also doing this. So when you come and visit us in Valdres, you can talk about these things with us. That's good. And this is very I like this, because this is the way the world is going. So it's good to have this. I need that help also, because I'm not much into it. But it is needed, so that's good.
How is it when I let my mind go?
Mm.
How is it to start
to study? Yes. No, this is a little problem in the beginning, because when you study, you have to use the mind.
Yes.
To learn A, B, C, you have to use the mind. So then you have to use the mind with it, but when you're coming from a relaxed place, then the mind doesn't get burned out. If you are totally identified with the mind, then it becomes too much for the mind. You know, like especially when people study a lot. Because it gets overworked. So then it's even more important to be connected to some silence place, relaxed place in you. Because then you're working from there, which in reality you do all the time. You're coming from your essence, from your center. But if people get totally identified with the brain, this is what has happened. Then they get overstimulated. And especially with this data stuff. Because it's so much there. And in the eyes. So you have to, whenever you feel you start getting, just close the eyes, you can even touch them like this and let the whole energy sink down again. So meditation is very important there. And you should do, anybody should do that who's working in these kind of jobs. You can feel it. When you're sensitive, you feel like the brain has enough. But most people, they just push themselves. And that's why it's always going on. And if you have this balance, then you can more or less switch it on and off. But it's used to being on all the time. That's why in the beginning it's difficult to find that silent place. But the more and more you find that, then it works the other way. You're coming from that even when you're working. So you remember, whenever you feel like it, you just stop, close your eyes. And you rub your hands like this, and you put it on the eyes, so the energy can go back. Because you're using it so much out. And if you can connect with, and that's the same with anything people are doing, if they know about how to just drop in and stop the energy going out, then just 5 minutes, you feel so refreshed. Because the whole system comes to more a standstill. So the mind is more like a computer, a machine. So you use it, but you have to take care of it. So if everybody had learned these things and how to stop and relax, then it would be so much more balanced. So in that way, I'm all for the computer because it helps, it can be very helpful for us. But in the way unconscious and how it's done now, it's not of any help because people, they lose themselves. And even the little children. No, I heard in America, which is always ahead of us, but in a few years it will be like that here too. Then they study. They had just lost maybe 5 hours computer, and then 5 hours TV, and then more games on the video. I mean, you're talking 7, 8, 9, 10 hours a day. And this should just be to playing with the flowers and in the garden and with kids and cowboy Indians or with dolls. And instead they're starting from they're so little. So you can imagine, everything gets overstimulated. They don't know how to be with themselves. So in that way is a danger. So more than ever it's needed to have the balance now because the energy is going so much out. So keep the balance. And when you come home, then you leave the university there, where the university is, you don't take it inside your little nice house. This is also very important, that when you leave your work, your university, you leave it. Then you have another phase, not the study phase. Very good. You are from Bergen?
Yes.
Okay. So the mind is a very nice computer, but not if you identify it. It's just like an outside computer. So if you can use it more with awareness, it's very nice. The whole problem is when people get lost in the mind, and that's what they call the ego. People are identified with the thoughts. Then they have lost their way. They don't know where they really live, which is in the heart, which is in the soul. So when you come back to that center in your heart and your soul, then you use it like a computer. But then you know who is the real queen. Otherwise, it's... So this is a little bit dangerous now, because it's so much of this energy going out, and there is no teachings of how people could stay, especially for the children. If they had learned how to go in at the same time, then it would be balanced. But now they learn much more to just go out. So they lose themselves. They can't be with themselves anymore soon. And everybody is very different, so for some people it's natural to work with this. So this is also very important, that people find what they like to do. And if you do what you like to do, then it's easy. That's how it should be, because then you have a joy of what you're doing. And that's what I felt with you, then it can be good all the time. Very lucky people find what they really like to do. Then everything can be a meditation. What about you there? What is your name?
Yeah, Ingeborg.
Ingeborg. Anything to say, Ingeborg?
Oh, just that it's good to be here.
Yes, that's good.
And that's all you get from all back.
Yes. Where did it go?
Into work, I
think. Into work, yes.
And a few other things too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But too much into work.
Yes. Mm. So it's good to take notice, because when in this space, when you're coming more present and crystallized in yourself, then it's easy to see what we do to ourselves. And if there is no center, then people, they go like in a dream the whole life. They never see it. But when you stop, then you can see. So you have to take really notice when you're more alert. Even write it down, so you don't do the same again. And then, of course, all this energy that you've just been wasting is started. So that's awareness. And that you have to bring in every part of life. That's the challenge. Very good. Everybody has a lot of energy, but we don't take care of it in the right way.
Bhagavati Namah. Shri Bhagavati Samhita. Shri Bhagavati Nama. Shri Bhagavati Nama. Shri Bhagavati Nama.